There has not been a similar inquiry in the United States about the lead-up to the Iraq War. There are a couple of reasons for that. Columnist Jonathan Friedland writes for The Guardian newspaper in London. He says, for one thing, the British always doubted what they were told about why they should go to war.
Politicians and press were asking fierce questions and being deeply skeptical, interrogating the evidence for war before the invasion. And it was noted here that the position was very different and that, for example, the mainstream press was rather more credulous in the United States than it was here. So I think it's understood that there's a kind of lag between what happens here and happens there on that point. But the second reason, I think, is that in some ways it's understood or perceived here that the election of Barack Obama, who, of course, was against the war, calling it a dumb war, was in some ways a catharsis for Americans that has not happened here. Mm. And the very administration which took us into that war is still in place. And so, therefore, there has not been the catharsis that perhaps Americans got in November of last year.
Now, given all that context, this inquiry seems like a very British undertaking. Could you imagine a similar inquiry taking place in the U.S.? And if not, why not?
Well, in fairness to the United States, I think it's not so outlandish to imagine an inquiry. I mean, the 9/11 Commission won admirers around the world for its thoroughness, its rigor, and for the fact that it took important testimony in public. Indeed, it was in some ways the 9/11 precedent which many people here cited when arguing and insisting that at least some of the proceedings of the Chilcot inquiry into the Iraq War should at least be in public. Initially, it was going to be all in private, and people got up and said, well, look, if the Americans can have their 9/11 inquiry at least partially in public, then why can we not have the same thing? So, no, I don't think it seems absurd to imagine Americans doing something similar.
Well, how closely do you think the U.S. government is going to be watching the undertakings of this inquiry?
I think they'd have watched it closer if it had been the Bush administration still in place, because Blair did not act except in lockstep with the Bush administration, and what may embarrass Tony Blair surely will embarrass George W. Bush and Dick Cheney too. Now, that is easier to bear for Obama and Biden because they weren't the administration. But nevertheless, it will embarrass lots and lots of people in Washington, because this is a war that kind of everybody in the Washington political establishment is implicated. Many, many people, including, for example, just off the top of my head, the current Secretary of State and the current Vice President, both voted for it. Mm. Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden were for it. So were most Democrats in Congress. It's very hard for those people to escape from any kind of damning inquiry without themselves feeling implicated. So I think a few of them will be watching, and they'll hope that the distance of the Atlantic Ocean will mean that it doesn't really rub off on them.
Now, some have said in the UK that if the responsibility for the Iraq War, if the commission finds that it goes to the highest echelons of power there in Great Britain, i.e. 10 Downing Street, that could lead to war crimes charges. How likely is that?
I think that's pretty unlikely for a few reasons. I mean, the first is that Sir John Chilcot, who's the former career official or civil servant, as we would describe it here, who's in charge, has said, is reminded people even very recently, this is not about finding a verdict, guilty or innocent, on any individual. Second thing is the precedent. These civil service mandarins tend not to point a very clear finger. There have been a couple of other more narrow inquiries, and they absolutely avoided apportioning blame. These civil servants, career officials, it's absolutely bred into the marrow of their bones not to point crude and clear fingers at anybody. That's just not their training. But lastly, I think there's nobody really in the political establishment who wants that, for the very simple reason that, okay, it's Blair today, but they would worry and fear that it'd be them tomorrow. That's the kind of precedent they don't want.
Jonathan Friedland of The Guardian newspaper in London, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.